Life is made up of cycles of preparation and fulfillment. A lot of the delight of life comes from looking forward to a goal, planning, preparing, and working through the means until we reach the goal. Our whole life in this world is preparation for heaven and for conjunction with the Lord. The word describes the goal and teaches us the means. Following the Lord's directions, we prepare ourselves by working to remove the things in us that block the way for the Lord's entrance. Then in time, the Lord will come in and have supper with us, and we with him. To receive the Lord properly, we must sweep the house of our mind. John the Baptist came to prepare the way for the Lord's coming so that people would be ready to receive him worthily. Fulfilling the prophecy in Isaiah, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Sweep ye the way of Yehovah, make straight in the desert a highway for our God." We read in this and similar passages, to sweep the way signifies to make themselves ready and prepare to receive the truth. The subject treated of here is the advent of the Lord, for which they were to prepare themselves for receiving the truth of faith and thereby the good of charity, and by this eternal salvation. The reason to sweep signifies to prepare and to be filled is that nothing else is required of man than to sweep the house. That is, to reject the cupidities of evil and the consequent persuasions of falsity. For then he is filled with goods, because good is continually flowing in from the Lord, but into the house, that is, into the man who is purified from such things as impede the influx, that is, which reflect or pervert or suffocate the inflowing good. The two sacraments, baptism and Holy Supper, represent the sweeping or preparation and then being filled with good things from the Lord. Repentance is the way we sweep or prepare for the coming of the Lord. We read, John came baptizing in the wilderness and preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. The sacrament of baptism stands for all the work of preparing for heaven. The Lord, when he came, like John, commanded us to repent and be baptized. But then he also gave us a second sacrament, the Holy Supper, to remind us of the goal, that we may sit down at his table with him in his heavenly kingdom. Blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. So, baptism and the Holy Supper symbolize the states of preparation and fulfillment. We read, these two sacraments are like two gates to eternal life. Baptism is the first gate, through which every Christian is admitted and introduced into what the Church teaches from the Word concerning the future life. And all this teaching is the means by which man may be prepared and led to heaven. The other gate is the Holy Supper, through which everyone who has permitted himself to be prepared and led by the Lord is admitted and introduced into heaven. There are no other universal gates. These two sacraments may be compared to the education and coronation of a prince born heir to a throne. First, he is instructed in the knowledge of the art of governing, and then he is crowned and assumes the government. They may also be compared to a man's instruction from infancy to the age when he can exercise his own right and judgment, and to his subsequent rational and spiritual life. One period must precede before the other can be attained, for the latter is not possible without the former. These two states are represented by various things in the universe because they are according to divine order, and the divine order pervades all things, even to the most minute. The first state is represented in the life of every man from his infancy and childhood to the time of his youth and early manhood. This is a state of humility before his parents, of obedience, and also of instruction under teachers and ministers. The second state, however, is represented by the same person when he becomes master of himself and his own freedom of judgment, or master of his own will and understanding. In this state, he is master in his own house. The first state is likewise represented by that of every virgin before she becomes a wife. In general, of every clerk before he becomes a merchant, of every soldier before he becomes an officer, and of every servant before he becomes a master. Their first state is one of servitude, and the second, one in which they exercise their own will and their own understanding. These two states are also represented in the subjects of the vegetable kingdom. The first, when the plant springs from the seed and puts forth branches, shoots, and foliage. And the second, when it bears fruit and produces new seeds. This process may be compared to the union of good and truth, since the several parts of a tree correspond to truths, and the fruit to good. The man who continues in the first state and does not enter upon the second is like a tree that bears leaves only and not fruit, concerning which it is said in the word that it must be rooted up and cast into the fire. These examples may serve to illustrate how baptism and the Holy Supper are like two gates through which a man is introduced to eternal life. The first gate leads to a plain which he must cross, and the second is the goal where the reward is, to which he has directed his course. For the palm is not given till after the combat, nor the prize till the contest has been decided. We fulfill the representation of baptism by actual repentance, according to the Lord's instructions in his word. This is a state of servitude, since we have to learn what is right and make ourselves do it. But through these humbling states of preparation, we are spiritually washed and purified. Then we are ready to receive the Lord when he comes to us. We freely, gladly accept the heavenly things offered us by the Lord in the Holy Supper, the bread of heaven, the love of what is good, and spiritual wine, a clear perception of truth. We read, these two sacraments may be compared to a temple in duplicate, one temple above the other. In the lower one is preached the gospel of the Lord's new coming and of regeneration and salvation by him. From this temple, circling upwards from the altar, is an ascent to the upper temple where the Holy Supper is celebrated. And from there is a passage into heaven where the worshipers are received by the Lord. Amen.